note. On winter holiday with her son in Cancun, writer Amy Nezukamatatil was in a bit of a funk. She was coming to terms with her first kid imminently leaving the nest to go off to college. This trip was where he wanted to go, a kind of high school graduation gift. But Amy, not so much. She's known for writing about nature and wonderment, and the most touristy part of Cancun was not her idea of a good time. But that first night there inspired this short poem.
My son reminds me he was listening all along. Just when I think there is so much I have yet to teach him before he flies off to college. Look up, he points from the balcony our first night in Cancun. A whole flock of magnificent frigate birds night feeding, their white necks lit from the glow on Hotel Row.
Amy had always tried to instill a love of nature in her kids, taking them hiking or birding, teaching them the names of plants. On that balcony, she was moved by her teenage son's open wonderment.
It was so magical. I get teary-eyed thinking about it. Like, all the times he was rolling his eyes at me, he learned something to look up, you know, like, even when I was just disgusted, frustrated, like I wasn't where I wanted to be for the holidays, he kind of taught me a lesson, too.
This poem is in Amy's new book, Night Owl. Find a link at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mark Bramhill.
Hi, we're the Liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is The Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hey, yo, what's up, everybody? This is me, Jabe Gradowski, your host as always here on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby and British Columbia on Burnaby Hill in Burnaby, BC. That all makes sense. This is me, Jeff Gradowski, your host as always. Holding it down. We have another fantastic show here on The Arts Show. It is Izzy or Thursday, and it is now April, in case you have lost your sense of time or haven't seen the sun, maybe. What's up with that? Shout out to springtime. Shout out to sakuras. Shout out to trees. Shout out to nature. It's hella cool. It's a bit wet out there, but you know what? That's what we get for living in a rainforest. Anywho, we got... Oh, no. Did I turn off Serato? Shoot. Well, it's going to take a second to open up. Anywho, dear listeners, we're going to take a quick little break here to get some stuff out of the way. This computer's trying too hard. Okay. We definitely know how to do all the things on the fly. That's right. So we are gonna get some great content for you coming your way. So stay tuned. Don't touch that dial. We have some other cool, fabulous shows on this station you should totally check out. Make sure I'm not. Let's see. Where are we?
Are you a fan of industrial and have been trying to find smaller artists? Have you only heard of Nine Inch Nails and are looking to get further into the genre? Maybe you're like that guy I met in my lecture who hadn't even heard of Linkin Park. No matter where you're coming from, Wire and Nerve is the show for you. 1 hour of all kinds of industrial, from Throbbing Gristle to Godflesh to Frontline Assembly and more. Tune in Mondays 7 to 8 p.m. only on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby.
Just one more thing before your interview. Can I have your address, please?
I live on Main Street.
I need your exact address.
I live on Main Street.
Oh.
No job, no home. And no home, no job. Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
Do you like music, or do you like technology, or do you like talking to people? CJSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CJSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cjsf.ca.
Hey, all right. We are back. We have some Yaz in the back. Holding it down. Well, in case you forgot what show you're listening to, this is The Art Show with Jacob Grudowski, your host as always. And yeah, we have another fabulous afternoon of concert listings and music from said concerts and whatever the heck else we feel like talking about. Yeah, I hope you're doing well out there, listeners, near and far. Hope everything's sunshine and rainbows, and figuratively or literally. I don't know. What is April 2nd in the world, of your world? I hope it's doing well. Anywho, but I have lots of concerts to tell you about. Let's get started. So, over at the Rickshaw at Hastings in Maine, you got Ultra Sun with Devourers and DJ Evelyn 13. So, it's going to be pretty exciting. So, it's going to be very dancey. A lot of EBM, dance, pop, electro music for you and to get down to. Ultra Sun coming in from Lord knows where. Devourers, of course, our legendary Jeff Kincaid doing the thing there. David Prowse from Japan Droids will be on drums for this one, so it's gonna be freaking sick. Fun fact, David Prowse, I believe, used to be a programmer at this radio station, or was the other guy from Japan Droids. One of them. They used to do radio. We're everywhere. And of course, DJ Evelyn 13 in the mix on the ones and twos and the in-betweens. So check it out. Also, in that neck of the woods over at Lanaloo's, we have Without Mercy, From Beneath, and Gorgonum Chaos happening as well. So let's see. Death metal, deathcore, and smooth death metal. Oh. You know, if you take all the distortion out of metal, you get jazz. Wouldn't that be sick? There's a lot of jazz musicians that are metal heads because they like their time signatures and stuff. Shout out to the genre blenders making it happen. And yeah, it should be pretty awesome. Once again, Without Mercy, From Beneath, and the Gorgonum Chaos at Lanaloo's Thursday night. Tonight, 7:30 p.m. Shake it up. Next up, over at the Red Gate, we have the Sarah McLachlan School of Music Showcase. So that's like, what, 7 o'clock? Question mark? Check it out. Main and third. But over at the Fox Cabaret, just up the hill from there, we have King Falcon, my one and only favorite band from New Brunswick, Motherhood. Shout out to the true bilingual province. And of course, the Sifters on deck with them as well. So, a nice little get together over the Fox Cabaret in Main and 7th. Now, back down to the long side of Hastings, we have over at the Heatley, Abby Walker doing the thing. So, get ready for some of that. Okay, I hope I have the right Abby Walker. Let me see. I'll make sure we got it, the right one here, because there's one from LA. And maybe they came over here. Maybe. You know, either way, we'll hear some music from someone named Abby Walker. So get ready for that. They're playing with Dawson Ghoul and Semi Athletic. So yeah, some good artists over there as well. Once again, Abby Walker, Dawson Ghoul, and Semi Athletic in the mix, doing the thing at the Heatley Thursday night tonight, 8 p.m. question mark. Last but not least, over at the Astoria. And still no word on the skee ball situation. If anyone has any insight on skee ball existing at the Astoria, again, please hit me up on my Instagram or something and tell me if they have skee ball. It's not vital, but, you know, running jokes, gotta keep running. Gotta keep your cardio up. They have, aside from the unknown amount of skee ball happening, we have Maya Fraser-Kelly coming in with Animal Hospital and Thomas Iverson, all doing their respective things at the Astoria tonight, 8 o'clock, question mark? Be there. Grab a samosa from the general store, from the corner store over by the Heatley. They're good samosas. I lived on those samosas. Shout out to samosas. Yeah. All right. Let's get some music rolling here. We're going to start off with some music from Abby Walker. This one goes out to my favorite snack, pickle. This one is called Pickle.
You weren't holding my hand, you were dragging me. The pace of whatever, the mundane catastrophe. So I skipped along, I tried to write songs, but my hands were tired. I showed you I loved you by pointing out flowers, but you didn't notice, 'cause you were on fire. That was our normal. You did.
I'm sorry you feel that. I need to come clean. You water me down and tell them then, but that doesn't make me pretty. That makes me your specimen. Twisted and bent, full of self-torment. Sit and pick at the scrapes on my knees. I guess that's what it's supposed to be. Release me now.
Welcome back, everybody. You are still listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Stanford University on the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples, which I forgot to mention at the top. So keep that in mind as we explore the events in the Fight for Independence of SoCal Vancouver. And that was Motherhood. That was their track, Propeller. Hopefully propelling you forward in time and through traffic if you are driving. And if you are driving, please keep your eyes on the road. Do not mind the chickens. okay, anyways. Yeah, they're playing over... That was Mother. They're playing... They're from New Brunswick. Playing with the Sifters and King Falcon over at... The Fox Cabaret at Main and 7th. So go check it out. Yeah, really fun folks. Shout out Motherhood. Super nice people. Before that, you heard Saving Grace... they are playing over at Green Auto with Ivan and the Taxi Vaders, The Incident, and Hot Older Brother. So check that out. Yeah, it's over at 1882 Pandora Street in the alley, 7 o'clock, question mark, 7:30, 8 o'clock. You'll be on time for something at 8 o'clock, that's for sure. And yeah, it's a pretty solid little set for your Thursday night. Hope it's treating you well or if you've got some interesting plans. But hey, if you just want to come do karaoke with me tonight, I'm over at Brentwood Rec Room. Come through. What's up? Come say hi. We can dap it up. Yep. let's move on to a Friday. A math club. Something I've never been part of, but that is a band that is playing at the Red Gate. They're playing with Carmine, Dirty Aesthetic, and Yenes. Y-N-E-S. Up to you how to pronounce that. Wines? Yenes? Yens? I don't know. Up to you. Choose your destiny. I never really understood those, choose your own adventure books. I did not understand how those worked. Then again, I was not thrilled. I mean, I just missed the smell of the Scholastic Book Fair. But then I have to remember that they were basically having us going out selling magazine subscriptions, like we're employees, for pennies on the dime. Shout out to guessing all the jars in the jelly bean jar. Moving on. At Green Auto, Friday night, we have a Cherry Pick, Often Wrong, Gian and Kitten Co., along with Gnawing, doing their specific thing that they do, which is rocking. And so you can go see that happening over at Green Auto. Again, 1882 Pandora Street in the alley. On the other side of the fence, they have Chilo with Gutter King, Hawking, and The Interrogation doing their respective things. Sounds like it's going to be a rock and roll night. Yeah. Is this the same Hawking? Yeah, there it is. So yeah, it's going to be some post-rock, hardcore, punk, and rock and roll, and all that jazz happening over there. Very rockin' night over at Green Auto. That's Friday night. Also on the docket at Rickshaw, we have Dark Tranquility and Son doing their thing, along with Persephone. Persephone. Up to you. Shout out the Greek goddess. Shout out Demeter. Shout out Hades. We love our Greek myths, as messed up as they are. Damn, Zeus. You crazy. Hit me up with your favorite Greek myths. You can hit me up on my Instagram. That's moose.masta. M-O-O-S-E period M-A-S-T-A. Moose Masta. You can tell me about your favorite Greek myths. Or other concerts you're excited about or bands we should be playing on the radio here. Drop me a line. That's moose.masta. M-O-O-S-E period M-A-S-T-A. Moose Masta. The Fox Cabaret, back at it again. We have Peter Press Lee playing with Days of Lavender and Tassavor. So that should be pretty cool, if I do say so myself. And yeah. What are y'all waking... Like, I don't know how many of y'all have been just go to sleep with your YouTube or whatever on. I think it's, the equivalent of falling asleep with a TV on these days. But lately I've been waking up to... Like this lady just talking about politics. Before, it used to just be AI cafe music, which was nice. I didn't mind some smooth jazz in the morning. But the weirdest thing I ever woke up to on YouTube was like a text-to-speech interview with an alien, allegedly. And it was truly the most bizarre thing. How about you, Charlotte? Do you watch YouTube to go to sleep?
Do I watch YouTube to go to sleep? I actually listen to some random videos that sometimes it could be motivational, telling me how am I going to be the chosen one. So
gonna
that
manifest.
I could, yeah, okay. No, like I can fall asleep without too much of anxiety.
Jealous.
So all of the work worth it.
Yes.
Right. But what do you listen on YouTube?
Sometimes it's just like history things or like deep sea documentaries. Or just somebody playing a game.
Wait, you listen to it or are you watching it?
I'm listening to it. I try not to watch it because then I stay awake.
Yeah, that's correct. So you listen to Discovery or...
Mm-hmm.
Wait, how are you going to understand all those exotic animals and natures?
I don't. The thing is that it's just interesting enough that I can pay attention to it, but quietly enough that I can't really hear everything.
Right.
But it's just enough for me to not, you know, ignore all the sound, all the things I'm thinking about in my head and go like, oh man. Starfish, really.
That's interesting. But like, I recently turned or moving to the Chinese YouTube version called Bilibili. So I think it's kind of similar to YouTube, but it has more Chinese version of the long form videos.
Hmm.
And I think it originally started from some anime things. So that's where I am right now. Right.
Long-form content is cool. It has its place. But, like, sometimes I feel like I don't need to watch a 37-minute video about Rubik's Cubes over my breakfast, you know? Can I just be like, can we guys have a tight 10-minute video about Rubik's Cubes?
What is what?
About, like, Rubik's Cubes. I don't know. I'm just picking a subject at random.
Oh, okay.
Long-form content. I know the algorithm favors long-form content.
Right.
But it's like, I just remember when videos were, like, short and sweet. And, like, man, I'm just some old man now. Jeez.
I see. I don't know. I feel like the YouTube algorithm nowadays do not really catch my interest that well. So that's why.
And it just keeps playing the things I've already watched.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. It's like, can you guys give me something else?
Oh, maybe their algorithm is going down.
Every now and then I just like delete my entire video history and see what it gives me. But it seems to give me the same things. And by it, I mean me, because I'm the one picking things.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, exactly. I feel like that's probably one of the reasons I go to the Bilibili. But then Bilibili could also give me something that's very similar, where it's like, if now I click one video and it brings me tons of that similar video, but then the short form, do you know the Red Notebook?
The Red Note?
Yeah, the Red Notebook or Red Note. No, that's like something I would say similar than Instagram. I mean, they're not necessarily
like when TikTok was getting in trouble in the States. That was kind of when it happened, no?
Oh, wait, you know that?
Because
I wouldn't have heard of that. Could you tell us what happened?
What was it? The dude. I mean, there's a very funny video where like the U.S. guy is like grilling the dude in charge of TikTok. He's like, "Have you ever had a Chinese passport?" It's like, "No, I'm from Singapore." "Have you ever served the Chinese government?" "No, I'm Singaporean." And just going on, it's like asking all these questions. Like, "No, I'm from Singapore, man." But basically, I think the long short of it, and again, this is not the entirety of the truth or of the story, but like I think this was like during the election year, and like the government was like, this TikTok, all these people are rallying behind Gaza and, you know, hating on Trump. And it's like, well, yeah, we have a platform to do it. Oh no, they silenced us. So I don't know. I'm not on TikTok. I have enough videos drawing my attention from me.
Right, so you're mostly on YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, I just watch stuff when I'm doing other things.
I see. Yeah, well I think I burned up the Red Note or the Red Notebook, I'm not so sure. But then I think that is their recommendation from the algorithm was more diverse. Like they would recommend me some very different things. Like one thing is like, how's the AI going on right now? And another thing is like, hey, what's the most funny cat or the panda?